Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, the new Democratic presidential frontrunner, took some shots from rivals at last night's forum. His decisive wins in Iowa and New Hampshire give him an advantage for the nomination, but success also brings new scrutiny. Senator Kerry joins me on the telephone from South Carolina, site of last night's forum. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Is the race for other Democrats now about knocking you out, or at least slowing you down?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask them. I'm just focused on talking to the citizens of South Carolina and the other states that are all up next Tuesday and talking about what matters to people in America. I mean, you know, I think people are fed up with Washington. They're fed up with the politics of disappointment, of broken promises. George Bush's Medicare bill, now we know it's more expensive, but even before that, it was a disaster for seniors. It's not a legitimate Medicare prescription drug benefit. It's a benefit for drug companies. And the energy bill is a disgrace. It turns its back on clean energy, alternative and renewables. It's another giveaway to the big oil companies. I'll tell you, in all the years I've been in public life, I have never seen as much sort of special interest giveaway legislation and folding as there is by this administration. It's a disgrace.
Senator, this is the flip side of a question I posed to Governor Dean this week. Is your increasing support a reflection of waning support for others or a strong endorsement of you?
You know, that's for voters to decide. I mean, I just don't make those decisions. I go out and I try to lay out my vision for the country. I have 35 years of experience fighting for the principles and values that I think define both our country and the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, from the time I came back from Vietnam when I stood up against Richard Nixon and fought against the war in Vietnam through my leadership as a lieutenant governor to get acid rain legislation nationally, to my leadership as a prosecutor to put the number two organized crime figure in New England in jail, to my leadership in the Senate, taking on Ronald Reagan's illegal war in Central America, holding corporate scandals and government scandals accountable, and standing up to Newt Gingrich and his effort to destroy the Clean Air and Clean Water Act and stopping them from drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. I think people are coming to me because they see that I have 35 years of that kind of fighting experience, but I also have 35 years of international, national security, military experience, and I can stand up to George Bush and his war on terror and point out to Americans how we can actually be safer by joining the community of nations and living up to our values in the international community.
But how can you be an agent for change when you're viewed as part of the establishment, the Democratic?
Well, I don't think I am viewed that way. I've been an agent of change all my life. You know, just because you happen to work there doesn't mean you're given into it. Look, I'm the only person in the United States Senate who has been elected four times, who has voluntarily refused to ever take one dime of political action committee special interest money in my elections. And I did that to show people that you could actually get elected without the big bucks from the PACs.
And it seems like the other candidates are going to make you defend every vote you've ever taken in the Senate. Are you prepared to do that?
Well, that's okay. Yeah, I'm absolutely prepared to do that. If that's all they can fight about, I think that the American electorate wants a bigger discussion than that. You know, when you have 6,500 votes, I'm sure you can find one or two that someone doesn't like.
Thank you, Senator.
The question is, what do you really fight for?
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks a lot.
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, speaking from South Carolina.